Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Steam has started their spring sale. For March 15th, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name's Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Coming up, Twitch's viewership dropped in February. We'll take a look at the nominees for the World Video Game Hall of Fame, and we'll check out the week that was in video game news with the Friday replay. Valve kicked off their Steam Spring Sale yesterday and is running until noon Eastern on March 21st. Like most Steam sales, several endemic franchises are seeing huge discounts, such as Bethesda's Elder Scrolls series. The Elder Scrolls Online is seeing a massive 70% discount, bringing the base game to just $6, though you can pick up all of the expansions, including the latest release, Nokrom, for just under $17. Bethesda is also offering discounted bundle for the definitive editions of Morrowind, Oblivion, and Skyrim, going for just $19, which is called the Elder Scrolls Summer Bundle. Last year's Game of the Year, Baldur's Gate 3, is seeing a small 10% discount, bringing it to just $54. If you're looking for a diverse and inclusive party game to play, the Monster Prom franchise is offering the Monster Prom Franchise Bundle, which includes four total games at a 63% discount, bringing the price to just $16. It should be noted, though, that Monster Prom does touch on mature themes and, despite its name, is not a great game for kids. Though there are party games for kids, such as Overcooked, which is a steal at just $3. The sequel to Overcooked, Overcooked 2, is also heavily discounted, bringing it to just $6. Overall, the Steam Spring Sale is offering thousands of games with discounts of upwards of 90%. So if you've been on the fence about picking up something on your wish list, this is a great opportunity to do so. We won't see another sale for a couple of months until Valve puts on its Steam Summer Sale towards the end of the summer. Also to note, Epic Games is also running a Spring Sale until the 28th. The Epic Spring Sale is offering similar discounts to Steam, but unlike most Epic Game sales, there is unfortunately no 10% off coupon to go with it. Stream Elements and Rainmaker.gg released their February State of the Stream report this week, and Twitch's viewership did not continue its upward trend from January. Twitch amassed 1.7 billion hours watched, an 8% decrease from January. Though compared to 2023, that 1.7 billion hours watched is up by 2%. Daily hours watched dropped slightly to 60 million hours per day compared to January's 61.4 million hours watched per day. The top five most watched games on Twitch didn't change much. Grand Theft Auto V continues to dominate with 152 million hours watched, with League of Legends, Valorant, Fortnite, and CSGO filling out the second through fifth places, respectively. The newly released Helldivers 2 saw a modest debut on Twitch, hitting 19 million hours watched, securing 14th place on the platform. The top five streamers changed up a little bit from January, with variety streamer Jinxie jumping to first place with 10 million hours watched. Brazilian streamer Galls continues to hold second place with 8.9 million, and Japanese streamer FPS Shaka dropped to third with 7 million. Overall, the 8% dip in viewership can be explained by February being the shortest month in the year. Given that daily hours watched for February didn't fluctuate too much, the upward trend Twitch is on doesn't seem to be reversing. The Strong National Museum of Play has revealed the next set of nominations for the World Video Game Hall of Fame this week. And this year has a total of 12 nominations, which are 1979's Asteroids, 1984's Elite, the first entry into the Elite Dangerous series, 2005's Guitar Hero, 1986's Metroid, 1993's Myst, 1999's Neopets, 1996's Resident Evil, 1989's SimCity, 1994's Tokimeki Memorial, 1999's Tony Hawk's Pro, 1981's Ultima, The First Age of Darkness, and finally 1995's You Don't Know Jack. Individuals can go to the link provided in today's show description and vote once a day until March 21st. The top three games voted on by the public will be put on a separate ballot where the International Selection Advisory Committee will make their final selections for inductees. This year's inductees into the World Video Game Hall of Fame will be announced on May 9th. Overall, this is going to be a hard choice for the advisory committee, because all of these games have either created or revolutionized their genre. And in their own right, all 12 games truly deserve to be in the World Video Game Hall of Fame. All right, it's Friday, and this is normally where we would check out a podcast review, but unfortunately, we don't have one this week. So head on over to Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, or Amazon, and leave us a review of the show. We'll read it here on Fridays. With it being Friday, let's check out some of the biggest stories from this week in gaming with the Friday Replay.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Over the weekend, 600 quality assurance testers at various Activision Blizzard studios have formed a new union called Activision Quality Assurance United, bringing the total unionized staff at Activision Blizzard to approximately 1,000 employees. The AQAU formed with the help of the Communication Workers of America's new initiative called the Campaign to Organize Digital Employees, or CODE. CODE is a union movement organizing workers at, quote, major multinational tech companies, tiny startups, small indie game studios, AAA game publishers, nonprofits, progressive tech companies, equitable worker co-ops, and more. The CWA, through CODE, has successfully unionized 4,000 employees across these industries, which now includes the 1,000 at Activision Blizzard. Now, I bring up CODE because the CWA has finally launched their resource website, code-cwa.org, which is a great resource if you're looking to unionize your workplace, especially if you're a video game worker. There's also a form to fill out to request a union organizer to help with the process. On top of requesting organizational help, there's also classes being held to help train people on how to become union organizers themselves, giving individuals the tools and knowledge necessary to navigate meet the challenges of unionization. So I would highly encourage anyone looking to better their workplace to start their search at code-cwa.org. There's also going to be a convenient link in today's show description to help you find it. Following up on Apple blatantly disregarding the new European regulations within the Digital Markets Act. To refresh your memory, last week Apple barred Epic Games from launching their Epic Games Store on iOS devices in Europe and suspended Epic Games' developer account, stating that Epic was, quote, verifiably untrustworthy due to them breaking contractual agreements 4 years ago. However, following the European Commission's inquiry into the situation, Apple has seemingly been put in their place. Antitrust regulators asked Apple for further explanations as to why they removed Epic's developer account. While this discussion between regulators and Apple hasn't been made publicly available, the results of this discussion have forced Apple to reverse course on their previous actions. As of now, Epic Games will be launching both the Epic Games Store and Fortnite on iOS devices, and Epic's iOS developer account has also been restored. Overall, this is a huge win for European regulators on upholding these new DMA regulations. However, I'm a little disappointed that we didn't see Apple take a major hit financially for trying to circumvent the rule of law in such a blatant fashion. Hopefully the next time Apple f***s around, they find a $1 billion fine. Despite SAG-AFTRA's tentative agreement with AI voice technology company Replica Studios back in January, there is still a chance that SAG-AFTRA voice actors could strike out over stalled negotiations over AI. Over the weekend, SAG-AFTRA's National Executive Director and Chief Negotiator Duncan Crabtree Ireland told South by Southwest attendees that there is a more than likely chance that SAG-AFTRA will strike against the video game industry. Crabtree Ireland specified that the decision to take a strike action will come in the next 4 to 6 weeks. This comes after several prolific voice actors have levied criticism against SAG-AFTRA for accepting the agreement with Replica Studios. The main criticism is that SAG-AFTRA did not inform the vast majority of the union members before accepting this agreement, essentially strong-arming voice talent into a system that circumvents a concrete contract that outlines protections against AI. While AI is the main concern for voice actors, negotiations on mandatory minimum pay, adequate vocal rest, and several other issues have not been ironed out in these stalled negotiations. Given the video game industry's unwillingness to negotiate, the only option I see for voice actors is another strike. The gaming mental health advocacy group Take This has partnered with Nielsen to survey young gamers about trust and safety in online spaces, essentially taking a financial angle to the discussion to show developers and publishers the economic effects of not moderating their communities. Nielsen surveyed 2,400 individuals between the ages of 13 and 24, finding that 20% of respondents spent less money on games where they experienced harassment and bullying. 30% of respondents told Nielsen that they left online lobbies mid-match, and 40% of respondents turned off voice chat in order to avoid harassment. Take This points out that minority groups and members of the queer community felt the least safe in online interactions in video games, which honestly isn't surprising given the several studies over the last several years coming to the same conclusion. Take This concludes their study by saying that online harassment has a significant impact on a developer's bottom line, showing a financial incentive to actually moderate online spaces. All right, well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can catch the next episode of Let's Play. And thank you guys so much for your patience on our scheduling. We will get this figured out. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at Lloyd FFXI. And special thanks to Lloyd for editing an episode this week as well. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/Limit Break Radio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.